Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was explaining that Iran had enough uranium enriched just below weapons grade to make about 10 bombs. And he says after Hezbollah Secretary General Hassan Nasrallah was killed, Iran began a desperate rush to build a bomb.
They had enough of that, 9 or 10 bombs worth of enriched uranium. But they needed to make the bomb itself. And the bomb itself they rushed to do right after the collapse of the terror axis and the removal of Nasrallah. Therefore, we had to act.
The director general of the International Atomic Energy Agency says the enriched uranium was not destroyed in the U.S.'s strike on Iran because Iran moved it ahead of time.
Yeah, Lee, a lot of confusion, a lot of debate in the media this morning. I mean, if you're listening to Fox News, they're like, ah, no big deal. We'd detect it if they moved it. Whereas other media outlets saying, no, they could have moved it before. Zero Hedge has the satellite photos of a lot of unusual activity going on outside. You know, did they move it? And then the question becomes, okay, if they did, can they make a bomb out of it? How hard is that? Depending on what media outlet you read, you get a different take on that. I mean, they're all, across the zone. But then you have Russia. Wow. Saying, look, you know, people are now you've made Iran mad. You don't make Iran mad. Now, you know, countries, we don't know who. They said countries are going to step up to supply Iran with the ability to deliver the nuclear fissile material on a bomb. So the argument literally is they were making a bomb, and if you make them mad by taking away their bomb, they might make a bomb. That's where we are.
Or somebody might ship them a bomb, but then their nuclear program was all for peaceful purposes.
Right, right. And that is a huge thing that is going on this morning. Russia has confessed here, okay? You've got people on our side, like Tucker Carlson, who are confused. You've got people on their side who are confused, running around going, but they don't have a nuclear program. They don't. No. Tulsi Gabbard said in March they didn't have one. So Trump's just lying because he wants to bomb Iran for no reason or something. And they don't have a program. And then Medvedev, the former president of Russia, comes forward and is like, actually, they do have a program. Yeah, they've been building the bomb.
It's the Maryland father syndrome. You know,
how I mean, so?
Well, yeah, I'm just simply they're trying to claim somebody who is guilty and you have evidence of it is not guilty. You know,
right.
The Maryland father, the whole thing was, oh, you know, just an innocent Maryland father. No, this was a person who had already been had charges of domestic violence, human trafficking, you know, in the country illegally, yada, yada, yada. And that's the same thing with Iran. You know, oh, this is just for peaceful purposes. Yes, of course, we are enriching uranium to the 60% level, trying to get to the 80 to 90%, which can be used for nuclear weapons. But of course, this is all for peaceful purposes.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
The exact word, and you love this, even on our side are running around. I mean, I have people correcting me in my Twitter feed going, no, they don't. They weren't enriching.
Yes, they were.
There weren't. No. Tulsi said in March. First of all, that's not what Tulsi said in March. Yeah. People are playing part of her clip, play the rest of it.
Yeah.
She's since come out and gone, no, we know that they were right on the cusp of it. It doesn't matter for these people. They're crazy. This is what Medvedev said. Quote, what have the Americans accomplished with their nighttime strikes on 3 nuclear sites in Iran? The enrichment of nuclear material, and now we can say it outright, the future production of nuclear weapons will continue. A number of countries are ready to directly supply Iran with their own nuclear warheads.
Well, for something to continue, it has to already be in process.
Right.
So
this is Russia admitting this. And remember, as you even said last week, Lee, look, Russia in some sense would know since they helped Iran build a lot of this. In fact, Russia was arguing that last week. Oh, hey, don't hit the sites. We know what's inside. You're going to have a leak. It's going to be Chernobyl. They were trying to warn Trump, don't hit anything. We built it. We know. Well, if you built it and now, and we know they did when we watched on satellites, they helped. And now they're saying, yeah, Iran always had a nuclear weapons program, which I can't even believe we're arguing about this.
Yeah. Because anything that Trump does is wrong and bad and unconstitutional, right. And he's a dictator. And because that's the whole thing that you're getting from all these Democrats now, from Jim Clyburn to Chuck Schumer to AOC, and sadly even a few Republicans. And look, I'll give a little leeway to some of the Republicans who want to question the constitutionality. Mm-hmm. It's fine. Go ahead and question it. But, you need to remember where the rest of the American people are. And quite honestly, I don't buy the argument that it is unconstitutional. Number one, this is not an invasion. There are no ground forces involved. And there are plenty of precedents for American presidents taking similar action, both Democrat and Republican.
Right. Which, by the way, Democrats supported at the time, but now they're pretending not to know things.
Right, exactly.
Like that, yeah. You know, that this absolutely, Obama did this, Biden did this.
Clinton,
yes. In fact, Trump was the only one who didn't do this for the most part. I mean, he dropped a Moab, but he wasn't starting a war with a particular country. But the Democrats pretending not to know things. And Alex Swords, absolutely nailed this. When she said, Democrat, here we go.
Congressional Democrats, especially senior ones on committees like Intel and Foreign Relations, are complaining ad nauseum that they were not briefed in advance of this strike.
Okay, I'm sorry, wrong clip. Here we go.
Well, I think Schumer has a short-term memory because it was President Obama that was able to do airstrikes in Libya without facing the same calls from Schumer. President Clinton did the same with Sudan. So when it comes to the law, the question is whether the president has the possibility to come to Congress before acting. Well, here I would argue that in this strike, it was top secret. The president was working with Israel, and going to Congress could have risked the success of the mission and also put military lives at risk. So, like you talked about, this is a bit putting the cart before the horse. If the president does want to deploy.
Yeah, they cheered regime change in Libya.
Yeah.
When Obama, and he did get regime change. He put ISIS and affiliated jihadists in control of that country.
Exactly.
Still a basket case. Yes. It's an absolute disaster.
It's a divided nation. Yeah.
Yeah. The idea that Democrats are outraged now, they're just hoping that people have selective memories, that they acted this way.
Stop acting like that Iran has – they talked about Iran not being an imminent threat. They're past imminent threat. Iran is responsible for deaths of American civilians and military, period, end of story. You can go to October 7th. You can go to the attacks from the Houthis that were Iranian-supplied missiles. We can go on and on and on about all the folks that this regime is responsible for killing for decades. For decades. Once again, as the president is saying, this is not about going in and invading and putting troops on the ground and getting American soldiers in the Iranian territory. But this is certainly about doing something that actually changes the course of military and Middle East history.
And look, when you're talking about what we have seen, again, I know I'm a broken record, 319 strikes by the Houthis, either on our cargo ships or on our naval vessels. 319. Yep. And then we find out in April, and to me, this is the game changer. I made a huge deal about this in April. People were not really talking about it much in talk radio. I was all over it. We find out that China is doing the targeting for the Houthi strikes.
They're providing the satellite intel, yeah.
And you're going to let nuclear material in the middle of that. And all of these people, I'm getting a lot of hate on the text line today. It's running 2575 in our audience right now. It's people very angry at Trump for doing this. You know what I've been waiting for since Thursday of last week? And we took some calls on this on Friday. One person to explain to me, any of you who think this is terrible, unconstitutional, warmonger president, neocon, blah, blah, blah. Okay, you tell me, how do we live with a nuclear-armed Iran when they're already lobbing missiles at our naval ships and our cargo ships. They've already sunken ships in the Red Sea. They killed four mariners. They entered the boat, took them, killed them, sunk their ship. When we've had brigadier generals warn, they are going to sink an American ship. What do you do? I don't know. They're a nuclear-armed country. What do you do when they try to kill Trump again? Send him a strongly worded letter. They're a nuclear-armed country. So you tell me, if you don't want to take out these facilities, don't whine and complain, oh, neocon, AIPAC is really sympathizing. You tell me, how do we deal with the nuclear-armed Iran when we need to respond? Because then it becomes very complicated.
And
you tell
costly,
me how we do that.
And costly, too.
Yes.
Because when you are dealing with nuclear-armed countries, you are talking about elevating the risk level, the threat level, to a point where you have to spend so much more money to defend against it or to at least push back against it. And if we have degraded, if not eliminated, Iran's ability to get hold of these weapons at this point, it's a good thing short term. Now, how's this going to play out? Don't know, okay? But at least at this point, this is the inflection point that I talked about last week. This has happened. Now, what's going to go on from here?
The problem is not that Trump did this. It's that he was the only one with the gonads in 45 years to do it.
And we're the only ones that had the ability to do it.
He's the only one with of our presidents.
Oh, and we've had the ability to do it all along.
We should have done it years ago.
Yes, exactly.
Years ago.
Iran is a great example of when America is afraid to use its influence and power for what we consider to be good, which good in this case is the number one state sponsor of terrorism not having nuclear weapons.
And you know, Lee, I've been saying this for weeks, months actually, but really weeks, a lot. I am more afraid of the nuclear fissile material than I am of an actual nuclear weapon.
Yeah.
And the way that could be used lower tech by Houthis, by terrorists, by anybody.
Yeah.
So that the next time they try to kill Trump, if we on our soil, which they did, if they retaliate, if we retaliate in any way, we're risking nuclear war. What does that mean? They can come on our soil and try to kill Trump and we can't retaliate. So you tell me, if you're one of these people who are like, oh, you're a neocon, no more war, you tell me how we live with that, because they act like, well, Iran's just kind of these nice people and it'll be fine. We just won't have war. No, you tell me. What happens next time they try to kill Trump on our soil? Because they did.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
General John Rosenkane, y'all had this message for Iran.
Our forces remain on high alert and are fully postured to respond to any Iranian retaliation or proxy attacks, which would be an incredibly poor choice. We will defend ourselves.
It's that simple. Texter writes, in the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, I am 100% behind Donald Trump. Perfect execution, perfect delivery. Screw the UN. Ouch. Texter writes, I think it was great, needed to be done for a long time. It's like a schoolyard bully, always getting in cheap shots, and finally he got clocked. Really good in the mouth. Now we won't hear about them anymore. We're going to hear from him, but yeah. Texter writes, here I am very happy Trump had the balls to do this to Iran's nukes. Peace through strength is the only way to push back against folks that chant death to America. Texter writes, I hope and pray that Democrats don't find out the names of the pilots and crew that flew those missions. Oh, they'll be at their house. Paid for by Iran, by the way. Remember, Iran funds the Democrats' street shock troops. They have merged with the Democrat Party and they are one. They are allies. And right now, Democrats are trying to do whatever it takes to save this program. Texter writes, Tara, Iran has had this coming since 1978 when they stormed our embassy and took Americans hostage. They are a state sponsor of terror and a bad faith actor. Another texter writes, "Hey, I'm normally against the U.S. acting as the world's police, but this attack was way overdue. Iran was already at war with us. The bombing of those facilities does not change their view of America." So says Jimmy in Fountain Inn. Folks, you know, I'm normally on the Tulsi Gabbard side of things. I didn't want to hit Libya. I don't want to hit Russia. I don't want to go to war. This is the first time in my adult life that I have ever seen my country fight an actual enemy that should be fought, not a fake enemy. Iraq was a fake enemy. The country of Afghanistan, fake enemy. So that all George Bush's high-dollar donors who are military-industrial complex contractors could have a prolonged reason to go into to Afghanistan. Those are fake enemies. We should have gone in, taken out the Taliban leadership, and walked out. Fake, fake, fake. But we never hit our actual enemies. This has driven me crazy my entire adult life. I'm giving an example. 9/11. Well, who did that? Iraq? No. Who did that? Afghanistan? Well, the Taliban sheltered bin Laden, certainly, and gave him operational space. But no, it wasn't even really the Taliban. It was Saudi Arabia. We know that. We knew that. They still won't declassify the whole report because it'd be so stinking obvious. Do we hit them? No. Who is our biggest, deadliest enemy on earth right now? Well, go. It's always the same. Go look at the list of people we're not fighting. We don't fight our real enemies. China is our biggest enemy. In fact, did you know this? Folks, this is what Trump has done here with bombing these facilities has exposed so much. Did you know Isfahan? Three facilities hit, right? Fort Al got the most attention. Obviously, it's the most serious. Do you know what was in Isfahan? The nuclear facility housed, are you ready for this? Not one, not two, but three Chinese research reactors and laboratories. China is in their physically building the nuclear program with Iran. Think about it. Well, okay, but they're just allies and they're just transferring some information. No, China had already started doing the satellite targeting for the Houthis attacks on our naval ships. They hit us with the Houthis. They helped the Houthis do it. You put this together with them being inside. They are literally hand in hand with their own three facilities. There was going to be nuclear material in those strikes in the future. It was not going to end. And Joe Biden took the Houthis off the terror watch list and never put them back on so they could do this, to enable the Chinese to help them hit us 319 times, our ships, our cargo ships. And you are going to text me over the weekend. Some people text me on the text line. You're going to, you know, leave a comment on Twitter. Neocon, warmonger. What is your plan? Somebody, why don't you send it to me? I'll read it. What is your plan? Well, we'll just ignore Iran and go back to buying things on Temu. I like cheap stuff. Y'all, for the first time in my adult life, we have finally hit an actual enemy. I get that you were traumatized. I understand you have been lied to and used. Never ends the lies. Lying about weapons of mass destruction. Lying to get us into wars. This traumatizes Americans. We all know someone who was hurt or killed in these stupid wars for profit, because that's what they were, while we let our enemies get away with literal murder. I mean, you understand, Iran flew a drone via its proxy into one of our bases in Jordan and killed three of us. You don't think we're at war? They came onto our soil and attempted to assassinate our president. I had people this way, the level of delusion. I had people this weekend telling me, that didn't happen. What? What? We have three of their assassin plotters in federal prison awaiting trial, one from a 2021 attack and the next one from the 2024 one. What are you talking about? And when it comes to that, oh, those are just lies. That's deep state. They're just lying. Donald Trump, I'll play you the audio again, flat out said that Iran tried to kill him. He said it over and over and over. And he wondered aloud, why didn't Biden retaliate? Why didn't Biden at least put sanctions on? Because the Democrats in Iran are tied at the hip. And that is what caused all of this. And Trump has to undo it. He is cleaning up Biden's mess. We are way beyond the point, folks. Where, well, it's only theoretical they'll use their nukes. It's only theoretical they'll use nuclear-tipped bombs. It's only folks, the Chinese are in, we're inside Ifshan building the nukes with them. And they had already begun to target us in tandem, working in partnership with the Houthis to hit us. What part of we're at war do you not get? You don't get to just go back to buying things on Temu and hanging out on the internet. And it just goes away. I wish it was, but that's not the case.
We're not at war with Iran. We're at war with Iran's nuclear program. And let me.
Key distinction there. For the first time in my adult life, we are actually fighting an actual enemy of this country instead of a fake enemy. Well, we let our actual enemies get away with murder. I mean, China has killed hundreds of, honestly, millions of us. It's, I mean, you put together the fentanyl deaths and the at least 500,000 killed by COVID. And we just shrug our shoulders. No biggie. Go to war with countries that are not killing us. Maybe they're not good countries like Russia. Not our friends, most certainly, but they're not killing us. That's who we like to fight, our not enemies. This is the first time in my adult life we have actually gone to war with a country that is an enemy of ours. Well, you know, and with Afghanistan, I always say, well, you know, we needed to kill the leaders of the Taliban who sheltered bin Laden, but we didn't need to go tear that country apart. We did that for profit. J.D. Vance expanded his thoughts on that.
We're not at war with Iran. We're at war with Iran's nuclear program. And let me just say, Kristen, that we're incredibly grateful and proud of the American Air Force pilots who did an incredible job last night. The operation was really extraordinary. These guys flew from Missouri. They didn't land a single time. They dropped 30,000-pound bombs on a target the size of a washing machine and then got back home safely without ever landing in the Middle East or ever stopping other than to briefly refuel. And, of course, they did that in the air. So it's really an incredible operation, a testament to the power of American military. And I think what shows what can happen when you have that great American military in the hands of capable presidential leadership. What we did is we destroyed the Iranian nuclear program. I think we set that program back substantially, and we did it without endangering the lives of the American pilots. That's an incredible thing, and I think we all should be proud. Whatever our politics, we should be proud of what these guys accomplished. A very, very high-impact mission under a lot of pressure.
I just mentioned China, y'all. They're helping the Houthis target our ships. They were operating one of the three nuclear facilities. They had three of their own facilities inside helping Iran as they target our ships out in the Red Sea. You think there wouldn't be nuclear fissile material on those missiles? Forget a nuclear weapon. With China doing the targeting, only a matter of time. They were already hitting us, folks. It's a miracle we woke up. Speaking of waking up, can you imagine? This is what everybody dreads, right? Waking up in the middle of the night. Bam, you hear that glass kicked in, door kicked in, it's a guy in your house. Everybody dreads this, right? Home invasion. Or, well, let me stick with that for a minute. It's a home invasion. You get the gun, you go down there to confront him, you tell your wife, call 911. Check on the kids. And you call 911, but you can't get through. You just can't reach 911. They come into your house and they... God knows. And you call and you call and you call, but you can't reach 911. Because China snuck signal jammers into America. This is their new thing. When they're not killing us with COVID or weaponized blight or what's the latest, roundworms going to kill all of our livestock, sterilizing us with the blight, causing kidney failure, destroying our crops. When they're not doing, you know, all of that, targeting our ships, helping with Iran's nuclear program. We are at war, folks. signal jammers. Oh, you're going to love this. 830% increase in the amount of U.S. and Customs and Border Protection seizures of Chinese manufactured signal jammers. They're sneaking them into country for the criminals. Super duper exciting. Just another way they're at war with us. I lose track. Honestly, every week there's a new way. 830%. Now, do you see what happened in Michigan this weekend? All these things are connected when you start putting it together. It all goes back to China. People are dying, miserable, endangered. China. They must just sit around thinking of ways to kill us. Some of them are brilliant. Now think about what happened in Michigan this weekend. Wayne, Michigan. Church there. That could have been a disaster. Because right now, everybody, these are the Bible vacation study, you know, weeks, vacation camp weeks. They're at my church too. So all the kids were there. And they were having a service. Gunman shows up. Absolutely heroic act by the deacon who rammed his own. He saw what was happening. The guy rammed, the shooter rammed his truck into the door, right? And jumps out and starts shooting. They thought there was construction nearby. So a lot of the folks, hold on with the music. Hold on. Wait, stop. A lot of the folks thought, oh, hey, it's construction. They didn't immediately react. It was going to be an absolute slaughter. Deacon rams the truck, buying precious seconds. And thank God they had a security guard. He got shot, but he's going to be fine. And they killed him. Now, you take a Chinese signal jammer. You take a Chinese 911 signal jammer. And you use it on that church. Now, you can do a mass shooting. And 911 won't know. Can't call out. Thanks, China. Now, let's put it all together. You're an Iranian terrorist led in by Joe Biden, over 1,100 of them were. Caught him at the border, had him, let him go. And you've got a Chinese signal jammer. And you want to do a terror attack. Well, folks, war is asymmetric now. It's not necessarily World War I, World War II, or even Iraq style. We're on some battlefield. It's guerrilla. It's asymmetric. Democrats understand this. They fight guerrilla warfare all the time. Look what they just did in L.A. Look what they just did in L.A. Folks, this is just, and you know what? By the end of the week, I'm going to have another story about what China's doing to hurt or kill Americans. Anyway, the moral of this story, the one I just told you, do you have a gun? No? Why? You need to get one. Before you get one, you need to learn how to use it. But you need to have one. Because these criminals have Chinese-provided signal jammers now that they're sneaking in the country. So I wouldn't count on being able to call 911. They're going to have to figure out how to counter this. Local cops, county sheriffs, what a mess. By the way, these have already been used for everything from home invasions to bank robberies. Florida, Illinois, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Texas, Vermont, and Virginia. Let that sink in.
A Fox Business alert, Iran's parliament voting in favor of closing a major shipping route, putting as much as one-fifth of the world's oil supply at risk. It could cost suppliers big time, as Forbes finds that roughly $1 billion worth of oil flows through the Strait of Hormuz daily.
When oil prices actually started trading last night, we did see an initial bump. We've seen that kind of come back a little bit now. Because the question is, if they decide to eventually close the Strait of Hormuz, and it is not for sure yet, because the Iranian Security Council has to be the ultimate decider on that. That means that 20% of the world's oil is going to be, well, shut off. This is a problem, though, guys, for China, because 3.3 million barrels a day go to China through the Strait of Hormuz from Iran. And if you listen to Secretary Rubio, who was on with Murray yesterday on Fox News, he says that's not a good plan for Iran. Watch.
Do you expect Iran to move to close the Strait of Hormuz to try to disrupt oil transportation across the world?
Well, I encourage the Chinese government in Beijing to call them about that, because they heavily depend on the Straits of Hormuz for their oil. If they do that, it'll be another terrible mistake. It's economic suicide for them if they do it. And we retain options to deal with that.
Meanwhile, overnight, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio calling on China to prevent Iran from closing the Strait of Hormuz, so putting public pressure on them. In other words, what Rubio is essentially saying to the world and to China, you going to go to war on all your trade partners? You going to go to war with all your trade partners and side with Iran? You going to do that? And tell him to leave a strait open. Choose. No more running around in the dark with Iran, launching hundreds of missiles at American ships and pretending we're not at war. Choose. Choose sides. Folks, there's, you know what is really good about what's going on right now? All of this pretending is coming to an end. And we're having to actually confront the fact that our enemies are at war with us. And they're going to have to choose. China doesn't get to make war on us and sell us cheap slave-made goods same time. They've got to choose.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.